Fair.com.
It's almost the weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this great nation. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, your cheap movie review. Yep, an excuse to go and get away in an air-conditioned place and hopefully be entertained. The problem is we all hold on to our money so tightly, don't we? And we don't want our entertainment dollars, whatever it is we have, the little bills that are still in our wallets to spend, we want to spend them in a different direction. That's the problem with movies, especially with the streaming thing and just waiting until it comes out on rental. Every once in a while, though, there's a movie you just have to see. So the movies that we're going to review this hour, The Lucky One, Think Like a Man, Chimpanzee. Three of them. I don't know. There's some that are still out that might be worth seeing, but I don't want to spoil the fun. I'll give you the cheap movie review, meaning you'll hear some of the trailer, and we'll tell you a little bit about the flick coming up during this exciting hour of ATN. I'll tell you what, Friday is a big day for George Zimmerman. He's been charged, as you all know, for the killing of Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old unarmed teen that has now, the story has just exploded across the nation and beyond our borders. So he goes before a Florida judge to request bond, and then he's waiting his trial. A big part of what this, as we all know and have discussed, a big part of what's happening in this case is going to be the review of Stand Your Ground. I was chewing on this for the past couple of weeks because I support gun rights, whether I carry a gun, whether I've shot a gun, any of that kind of stuff. I put all of that aside, and I flat out, my fundamental belief is it is part of the Constitution, and it's a part of the Constitution I don't want to see tweaked, changed, taken away, because we can't keep giving things up. We can't keep doing that, and especially in the world that we live in now, I think if someone wants to be able to defend themselves, they should be able to defend themselves, frankly. I mean, I could go back and forth with some of the laws in the various states for waiting periods and all that sort of thing. I mean, in a Pollyanna world, if people owned a gun, I'd like that they had it in a safe place, kept it clean, knew if they had kids around, the kids knew where it was. It wasn't some oddity, something they could accidentally get a hold of, or if it's hidden away from them, something they want, because you know how that is when you hide something from a kid, they want it even more. And they were just responsible, in other words, responsible gun owners. And, of course, in our population, as in any population, with the demographics and the backgrounds of people and their preconceived notions about guns and whatnot, you can't control that. But if we had more people responsible, that would make me happy. But I agree with the right to have arms. I flat out agree with it. Now you have this Stand Your Ground law that was implemented because of so many people getting in precarious situations where they were killed or attacked and had no comeback to that. They had no comeback. So the law is the Florida Statute Chapter 776. That's it. That's the part that deals with justifiable use of force and includes the Stand Your Ground provision. And I think we all get what that means. You can use deadly force when you feel a reasonable threat of death or serious injury. Defenders and critics are coming out of the woodwork over this and arguing as to just what it allows, when it applies, and whether it really achieves what it was supposed to achieve. We cannot go backwards in time. George Zimmerman, who was a neighborhood watch volunteer, had a gun. We know the story. Tracked down Trayvon Martin, even though they told him back off. He said he was killed in self-defense. The police in Samford didn't charge him with anything, and now we're in this situation that we're in right now. The Lieutenant Governor in Florida, Jennifer Carroll, is leading this task force on citizen safety and protection, and they're in that group. They say they have people from all kinds of points of view who are diverse can be. You've got, you know, retired judge, attorneys, state reps, that kind of stuff. The original author of the Stand Your Ground bill in the House, 17 members and a couple of state senators are thrown in there in the middle of that mix. So we'll see what they come up with. And this is causing other states to look at what their laws are. Not that that's not constantly brought up and reviewed. Florida's crime rate, just so you know, is at a 40-year low. The statistics show it. 40-year low. So that's a good thing. How does that configure into all of this? And they've even put up a website, which I think is good. Put up a website, let people, let it flow. And it's floridagov.com/citizensafety. And they're offering updates on what's going on, and they're giving people a chance to share their views on this. And I think that this is the tip of the iceberg for some other states who are considering to do it, and other states who, very few, who do it and want to see it taken away. And if you went to the website, you see it. You see the list of all the people that are part of the task force and the chance to be able to go and comment at the meetings, and they list some of that and whatnot. And this all kicks in the beginning of May. The first meeting is May 1st in Tallahassee. They're going to hold them all over the state. I think that that's a good thing. But that's at the heart of this case with George Zimmerman. Was he standing his ground, which is what he's saying? And there is a good chance that this just may all fade away. I don't think it necessarily will, but it could just be a quick in and out in court, or maybe not. Maybe there's enough evidence. The prosecution is going to prove the case of this is what happened, and it wasn't self-defense. But I think with what happened with the police and some other things, I can't imagine. But the discussion over gun rights has really become one of the main flare-ups as a result of this shooting and now this trial. We're going to talk about a few other things, too. Bail, by the way, he'll make bail. We're talking about George Zimmerman, and his attorney must have secured a safe place, because where in the world do you hide when everybody knows exactly what you look like and half the people want to shake your hand and half the people want to go after you? It's certainly he's not safe. He's gotten lots of death threats ever since the story broke. So I can only imagine the attorney has some grand plan of where this guy, Zimmerman, is going to be able to hide out. Coming up, we're going to mix in a whole bunch of different things. That's why I love odds and ends, because that's what we can do there, including this nutty story of a guy in Oregon who was protesting at the airport in a very unusual way. Find out how in just a few minutes. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communication. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Miles out for runway 22 right.
Okay, 286 clear to land, and we'll give you the shortest possible landing.
Ah, yes, the familiar sound of my gosh, we're in trouble. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You want to flip in too, feel free to jump in the middle of odds and ends. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What you just heard there was a Delta flight in the afternoon that left from JFK heading to Los Angeles, that right after takeoff, a bird slammed into one of the engines, and there was even smoke coming out of the cockpit. So with that thud sound, the pilot flipped the plane around and landed back at JFK, taking absolutely no chances with the plane. There have been so many bird strikes coming out of that area. If you remember, Captain Sully landed in the Miracle in the Hudson back in 2009, January of that year. And since then, a lot has been talked about what do they do to get the geese and other birds from flying in that path. And they tried all kinds of tricks, but the thing is they still have that happen out at JFK, and this was one of those examples of it. I can only imagine it was a high anxiety moment for some of those people. Here's what one of the passengers had to say.
That was the scariest thing I have ever done.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Yep, this is it. This is the highlight on the scary scale. It would be a 10, and I don't blame him. It would be a 10 for me as well. Because, you know, this is the thing. You're used to it's pretty smooth. Maybe you get the TSA shake-up. You hate that. You don't want to deal with it. You don't want to deal with the, I don't know if there's going to be big crowds at the airport, that kind of thing. But you're in a lull. You're not thinking when you're on the plane of anything happening to the plane. And when all of a sudden you hear that and then you see the smoke in the cockpit, ooh, that is scary. And lately we've had some freaky things. The JetBlue pilot, that was also out of JFK, where he's pleading insanity. He went nutty on the plane, screaming about it crashing and about other political things he was shouting out. Let's say way politically incorrect things that he was shouting out. But more importantly, same thing, just scaring the bejesus, if you will, out of people where he's pounding on the cockpit door. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine being a passenger in that situation because the hair on your arms has to stand up. You have to be. If you've got blood flowing through your veins, you got to be, you know, through your body, being pumped through your body. You got to feel something when you see that. It's just that moment where you're afraid, you're worried that something's going to happen. By the way, there was another weird plane incident, a plane flying that flew ultimately over the Gulf of Mexico off of Tampa down in Florida, way beyond Tampa, but flying a Cessna plane just off the radar. I mean, it was on the radar, but it was not responding. One of those weird air pressure things that happened very famously to great golfer Payne Stewart back in the late 90s when he was on a private plane and the plane went down because everybody was out. And in this case, this Cessna plummeted into the ocean, and why it happened, how it happened, how they got that feeling, nobody can answer that. But it's called like a ghost plane, and it's so rare that it happens that's why so many people immediately thought of Payne Stewart and how scary that was. The story I was going to tell you about with this Oregon guy who decided he was going to protest out at the airport had nothing to do with the safety of flying. It had to deal with the TSA. John Brennan says he didn't decide that he was going to go out to the Portland International Airport to get naked, but after feeling harassed by the TSA, on Tuesday, the 50-year-old guy stripped all his clothes off in a protest. They got him a lot of attention. He got national headlines and some jail time, too. He says he just took off his clothes. He didn't have any explosives, and that's what he was saying. So he says the individuals at TSA are doing their job. John Brennan is saying this. And the whole organization needs to find a balance between safety and privacy. They use fear and intimidation, and it's got to stop somewhere. And you know what? He sums it up perfectly. Not the dropping trowel, being completely naked, but they use fear and intimidation, and it's got to stop. There is that feeling. It depends on what people are screening you is what it is. I know what he means by that. That it can be that way. So he felt that and decided, this is what I'm going to do. So he got a lot of attention. People were retrieving their shoes, putting back their belts and all that stuff. People's eyes must have popped out of their heads when they saw that he was handcuffed. They walked into a holding room, and they tried to drape a blanket on him, and then he went to county jail, and he's got charges of disorderly conduct and indecent exposure awaiting him. But he got some attention, and he, I believe, is right by the intimidation thing, unfortunately. I think it is airport to airport, and the person who happens to be the person that is there when you're going through the security checkpoint. Speaking of security, boy, it seems like there wasn't a lot of security things going on in Cartagena last week in Colombia. A bunch of Secret Servicemen, as all of you know, pinched for fooling around with prostitutes. And the reason they got pinched is even sadder, so much more predictable. They didn't want to pay. One of the guys didn't want to pay what the woman said she was offered. So yelling over $47 and more, because he was supposed to pay more than that. led to a little trip to the embassy and the whole unraveling of the 11 Secret Service men. And they're going through one by one to make sure that all of them are involved in it, but it sounds like it. And then some handful of military guys, too, like five or six. So there's plenty of reaction. It's easy when you're on the Hill to react to this. And here's what Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi had to say about being just disgusted pretty much by what happened here.
Those people who are responsible have brought disgrace, and it's disgusting. It's a stunning thing. It's actually disgusting.
Shockingly, I never agree with Nancy Pelosi, or very rarely I think I would have to say that we would agree on much, but I do agree that it's shocking. It's shocking to me that they didn't think that this would be uncovered, that they didn't think that somebody would find out and it wouldn't lead to this. And, of course, it naturally has led to this and has become a nightmare, I'm sure, for career guys in the Social Security, because there were guys that had been there a while. And the advance team and the snipers, there were some elite snipers that were part of that, they just weren't thinking. They weren't thinking that, oh, they're going to find out about this and I'm going to lose my job, because now you have a job like that and you love it. Maybe they don't all love it. I shouldn't assume that. But from the few Secret Service guys I've met or know, that's what they say. They just, it's an adrenaline rush that, and they love it. They love doing it. They go through all the training. Now they're out and they're not coming back into any government job after having that happen. So a couple more resign, and I think that's what's happening. If they know they have the evidence on them, they're just resigning so they don't have to be put in that spot of just being removed. But they'll all be gone. I mean, they will all be gone. Absolutely. A big headline earlier in the day took me aback when I saw the story about the truck driver taking the ammunition over to Mexico. And this is a trucker who was detained by the Mexican police on the other side, we'll say, with 268 rounds of ammunition, actually transporting illegal cargo to Phoenix, but mistakenly exited to Juarez. Ooh, that is a huge mistake. That's a scary mistake. So the cargo was being taken from Tennessee to an ammunition retailer in Phoenix called the United Nations Ammo Company. It was part of a legitimate transaction. That's what happens. And they made the wrong turn toward the International Bridge of the Americas, how that happened. So in doing that, that's how the story came out, that it's legitimate where they're headed and all that stuff. But it made it sound like it was ammo for the cartel. It's not ammo for the cartel. Stay with us. Cheap movie review on the flip side.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Love that theme. That's the 1960s original vampire soap opera, Dark Shadows. Jonathan Frid, who's the actor, classic actor in Dark Shadows. I say classic because, I mean, so many people knew him. He died at the age of 87. Interesting timing because Tim Burton has directed a version of Dark Shadows that's due out next month. Here's a little snippet from Barnabas Collins and Dark Shadows back in the day.
I can give you peace. Would you like that?
Yes.
I can make you forget. You want to forget?
Yes.
I can make everything seem so far away.
Please. Please.
Frid, by the way, a Canadian actor known for that role, Barnabas Collins, in the pretty campy soap opera Dark Shadows. Again, died. He was 87, natural causes, in a hospital in his hometown of Hamilton, Ontario. He did do a cameo in the Dark Shadows movie that's about to come out. Johnny Depp stars as Barnabas Collins in this movie. It looks, actually, I have to say, it looks pretty good. That one might be worth the trip to going to the local movie theaters, because if you like the vampire thing, it's not a vampire movie. It's sort of a campy, if you know Tim Burton stuff, dark take in a way, and a dark and light mixed on dark shadows. But this time at the movies, if you want to make your lady happy, because I really think this is women just fawn over Nicholas Sparks, anything he does, anything he writes, anything that's put on the big screen, coming out on Friday is The Lucky One.
It was in the morning, after a night raid. I just found it. Like I was meant to. I promised myself that if I made it out, I would find that girl and thank her for saving my life.
And Beth.
Logan.
What brings you to Hamden?
It's kind of a long story.
There's a man here who came to apply for the job, and I can't get rid of him. How'd you get him to leave?
I gave him the job.
You don't know anything about him.
Neither do you.
Who's that? It's just somebody that Nana hired.
Night off.
You like jambalaya?
Ben, I'm sure that Logan already had his plan.
I can't remember the last time I had a plan.
You think I don't know what's going on around here?
You don't have to say anymore. It's just a casual beer between coworkers. It's not a date.
There's something that I've been meaning to tell you.
I'm sorry, I can't find the right words.
That's my son in there too, you know.
Let go of my arm.
You should do what she says.
You don't know what I'm dealing with.
I do know that you deserve better than this.
You stay the hell out of my life.
Creepy kiss every day, every hour, every minute.
Where did you get that?
Your boy Logan had it.
I should have told you. I tried. I didn't know how.
He shows up here with something so personal. I just don't smell right to me.
I think he was meant to find that photo. I think it happened for a reason.
How do you explain something that you can't even understand yourself?
Why did you come here?
To find you.
All right, you can already hear all the lines in this, probably all the good ones there. A U.S. Marine returns from his third tour of duty in Iraq. See a theme here? One thing that kept him alive, a photograph he found of a woman he didn't know. Turns out that Turns out that she and her husband were having problems, and perhaps, let's say, the two men know each other from the war situation. Can you see how things would escalate? Zac Efron is the lead in this. Blythe Danner's in it. If you don't know who Blythe Danner is, she's the mother of Gwyneth Paltrow. Here's the thing. A lot of women would really like this movie. Maybe some guys would like it, too. I shouldn't just limit it to women. But you'd score some pretty big points, let's just say, if you go and watch The Lucky One. All right, we move from The Lucky One to a comedy called Think Like a Man.
Jay, you're losing the game for us.
You're not even using the picks.
You shot one for 27.
I'm not the one that's not coming off the picks.
Y'all done here? If you want to play some full court?
Oh, yeah.
We're good.
We're not. Y'all want the court? You play for the court. That's what real men do.
So y'all
want
to play for it?
Am I stuttering? You're not going to punk us.
I'm not serious.
I am serious. Mm-hmm. People come in here and they think they got us. Y'all don't have nothing.
This spring.
Babe, I got a slot tape.
I'll be right here.
Okay. Oh, you were an animal last night. So, babe, I was thinking we could go on our first real date.
Yeah, babe, we should do that.
Hi. How are you doing?
He took my coffee.
Guys, happy Valentine's Day, sweetie.
And you too, Mom.
I'm just going to leave you two alone.
I'll call you.
Or not.
We'll be guys.
Kelly, slam. Go park some cars.
Oh, she's so sweet to the eye. She won't ride by with a nose in the sky.
That's my car.
She don't even know who I am.
Okay, where's the window?
The Dark Knight strikes again.
But women have had enough.
What is the problem with men of this generation?
Ladies, do you understand the mindset of a man? You are never going to win in a game of love.
Act like a lady, but think like a man.
Now one book is changing the game.
What are your short-term goals?
What are your long-term goals?
What are your views on relationships?
Who are you, Oprah?
I could use a nightcap.
She has this 5-date rule before I get invited up.
We like friends without benefits.
She thinks I'm a chef on the rise. She's going to run when I tell her the truth.
I'm totally screwed.
Now, what is this?
It's a new read for my book club.
Damn it, do you see Harvey? He doing something on a bus like that?
This man is a traitor.
They know all of our maneuvers.
This is war, gentlemen.
We use his words to get what we want.
Hey, Mike, how old is your mom?
What?
I'm not saying it like that. I am. It's like that.
Miss Loretta, I'm ready for the rest of the tour.
Now, when the truth comes out.
He's a part-time waiter.
There's no such thing as a perfect name.
The game is on.
Only woman I want to talk to tonight, I'm dancing naked down at the butt factory.
I need to be held. I need you to rub my back. Put me in my onesie. Whatever you need to do, baby, I'm yours.
I have to show I'm a guy with potential.
Well, damn, look how small your skirt is.
Think like a man.
Like us. Follow us. Because I said so.
All right, so Think Like a Man is about Steve Harvey's book, and that's what it is. These women get the book, and they follow what he says to do, and these guys are discombobulated. Their lives are turned upside down. I think it'd be a good rental. I don't know, no offense to Steve Harvey or anyone connected to it. I don't think I would go and see this on the big screen. It's PG-13. It's a short movie, and it's got a lot of famous people in this movie. Regina Hall, Michael Early is in it. Jerry Ferrara is in it. From, if you remember Ferrara, he was in Entourage, that was on HBO. So you'd recognize some of the people. And it's probably, there's some very funny things in it, but I think you could wait for DVD. Chimpanzee rounds out the cheap movie reviews. Let her rip.
Disney Nature. Witness the incredible true story of an orphan and the one who will raise him as his own.
This is home, now I'm finally where I belong.
In 2012, for the first time ever caught on film, discover the remarkable bond that will capture your heart. Chimpanzee. Disney Nature and the Jane Goodall Institute are teaming up in support of chimpanzees. See Chimpanzee opening week, and Disney Nature will make a donation in your honor to help save chimpanzees today and tomorrow.
Yeah, this is home.
That looks to be pretty good. Tim Allen's voicing it would be worth a trip, I think, to the old movies. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Was called Chimpanzee. It's interesting how people feel about certain animals. What a perfect way to wrap up the show with me, Kate Delaney. If you want to throw in your two cents, don't mean to shut you out, of course. We have a brand new number, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This is just my opinion. There are certain animals that belong in a zoo, and they're fabulous or wonderful or out in the wild. Not in your house. One of the strangest stories, and I can remember when it happened because we talked about it on America Tonight a bunch, and a lot of you called in from Stamford, Connecticut. Charla Nash, who had to recover from a face transplant, wants to sue the state of Connecticut over the chimpanzee attack that almost killed her 3 years ago. And the damages that she's seeking, it doesn't really matter. The monetary thing is a number they throw out, but $150 million. And this was back in February 2009. A 200-pound chimp named Travis was roaming the grounds of the Stanford home of the owner and Nash's friend, Sandra Harold, when she went to visit. The chimp attacked her, causing her to lose her ears, eyes, hands, and nose. Just an awful, awful thing. Near fatal mauling. And what they're saying is, her attorney is saying in the suit that they filed, is it could have been avoided, that the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection just ignored its own regulations regarding keeping certain animals, you know, for your private, in your private home as ownership of those animals, said animals, like the chimpanzee. So they knew it was an accident waiting to happen. They knew the animal didn't have a permit. And in spite of all that, they didn't take any action, is what they're saying. And under Connecticut law, you have to either issue a permit or the statute says it has to seize and dispose of the animal, and they didn't do either one. So she's suing them as a result of that. That was such a frightening thing to see. I mean, it's just to see her face afterwards, and she barely survived that. Oh, barely survived that. And to me, the angle isn't just what I think is, I mean, it's very odd. They ignored their own regulations, and this woman, we saw what happened to her, so why did they ignore their own regulations? I guess that's the big question. But why do people keep chimps, and why do people have lions, and ultimately somebody gets attacked, something happens, even Siegfried and Roy with their white tigers, and how many years they entertained people. They had the freak accident that almost killed the one partner. I think it was Roy. So I think that pretty much shows, that's enough I need to see, pretty much shows you there are certain domesticated pets that are okay, and then others a little questionable. I don't understand. It's like when people, even another weird thing, people go out and get alligators, but they get babies, and then they grow, and they become huge, and then they let them go. Well, let's just put them out in the parking lot and see what happens. I think it'll be okay. We'll just let them out. I'll go back to the same thing I keep saying. I truly don't understand the thrill. I understand thinking the animal's cute or whatever, but I think you get a behind-the-scenes tour of the zoo or something. And this woman that owned the chimp really thought of the chimp as a companion, friend, whatever, sat at the table and ate with the chimp, the whole thing. So the possessiveness, you can imagine how that didn't happen before. Somebody approaching the house, somebody approaching her, any of that kind of stuff, would talk about an animal that could guard you. The chimpanzee was absolutely that. We talk about social media once in a while here on ATN. Of course, we have a Facebook page and Twitter and all that stuff. You can sign up for it by going to the website, americatonight.net. I happened to come across this story in a couple of different places today, that the wife of a Fort Carson soldier learned about his death on Facebook. Oh, that is just so wrong. Ariel Taylor Brown had just said goodbye to her husband through Skype hours before she learned that, hours earlier, before, then learned later that he had been killed in Afghanistan. She found out from another soldier on her Facebook page asking her to call immediately. And it said, you know, a girl in his platoon, she told me to call immediately, and I was in front of my kids, and she said, you know, she had a complete breakdown because they knew what happened. And the staff sergeant was a guy named Christopher Brown from Columbus. He was killed April 3rd by an insurgent bomb. He was in his fourth tour. Unbelievable, the sacrifice, huh? So Taylor Brown says hours later, two soldiers arrived at her house, but she already knew about it. And they were apparently forewarned that that might be the situation. That's the thing now with the speed that you can be notified. And this is a sad story. I mean, she's a widow with two kids. She certainly was devastated. She had just talked to her husband. She was angry. She wasn't informed by the military first. She's pregnant with her third child, and she's due in almost 11 weeks. And so this is certainly a rough situation, to say the least. And to find out about it that way, I don't think we've heard the last of Facebook woes for things like that. People finding out things they didn't know, only to read about them when they're going onto social media. There has to be some etiquette to that. There has to be some way to pull back and not be out there informing everybody of every little piece of news, especially when it's something that's incredibly life-changing and upsetting, which that would fall into that category. Absolutely. When people talk about President Obama, they talk about how popular he is in other nations. Oh, but how we just would have to fit in, how we wouldn't want to fit in this poll, I don't know. I always say I'm the poll princess, and I am, because I've been taken to task for how important polls are. And I believe that, too. I believe that after having some people on the show who do it for a living. So this latest poll shows that President Barack Obama can't count on a lot of global support or euphoria or excitement, or whatever you want to call it, as he gets ready for his re-election campaign. There was a report card that was particularly dire from Iran and Serbia, not a surprise. Approval ratings for the White House were below 10%. India, Cyprus, Belarus, Egypt also gave the Obama administration less than good marks. Overall, the approval ratings for Washington's leadership across 136 countries stood at 46%. 46% in 2011, mostly unchanged from the 47% across another sample like that of the 116 states a year earlier, but still doing a lot better than the final years of George W. Bush's presidency. Keep following the approval ratings, and then you'll know what's going to happen. It won't be a big surprise in November. And there are certain areas where the president did better than others. In Asia, the Obama administration's new foreign policies focus, the area they want to be. India's approval rating was just 18%. The White House got a 75% score from Singapore. Iran, because of the nuke program and everything, gave the White House 9%. Of course, 9%. The 9%ers. Anyway, send me your thoughts on the show or suggestions or whatever. Your mama's recipe for chili pie, I don't know. Send it to AmericaTonight.net. Have a fabulous weekend.